Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we had enough. Next year, we will have enough. And we're going to be right back in the same situation. And we're going to get it done.
You know, Jimmy, late in our telecast tonight in the fourth quarter, they replayed a clip from last year after the Eastern Conference Finals when you said a year from now we're going to be back, we're going to be in the same position, and we're going to get it done. How did you know that?
I have so much belief in myself and this group of guys in the squad that Coach Pat and Spo and everybody else put together. I see it every single day. I know how good of players that we have. I know how good of a team we are, and we made it happen.
The names change, but the results, man, stay the same. Seven trips to the NBA Finals. Woody, I guess this would have to be the biggest surprise. I don't know, maybe the bubble, but this is what a hell of a story, man. And the Heat have been the most consistent thing we've had down here for a long, long time with Jimmy Butler now and Bam, and this group of guys that they have just really played well together. Spo obviously gets a lot of credit for this and getting the right kind of guys in. And we seem to be more like into the story of who's drafted and who's not than they do. They're just like, hey, man, guy's good. We've watched him grow as a player over 2 years. And Ron Rothstein said something to me. He said, listen, these guys were great college basketball players. Like, these guys could score and getting a chance after getting cut and released and two-way contracts and little G League in there.
But look who they're going against. That's the thing, right? Like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart. These are premier players, man. And they just, you know, defensively, the Heat showed up. And those guys didn't.
By the way, those guys did play. I know the defense for the Heat does not get enough credit when we see guys shoot as poor. And they had some open looks at threes and just couldn't knock them down last night. 9 of 42, but boy, yeah, the defense got to get some credit. And
but you just look at those names on the teams that they – and not just them, Joe, the Celtics. You know, look at the Bucks. Look at the teams that Miami has gotten through, and you just compare the names on paper – and it's not necessarily close, right, as far as, you know, how these teams stack up. But something about this Heat team, man.
You know, the other thing
is, coming.
Whatever he's coaching, they buy into. I'm going to give you an example. I was thinking about this yesterday. They go zone. Like, they're going, okay, we'll mix it up, go zone. And it's like, how many times have we had teams go, man, we just weren't ready for the zone? You're like, we weren't ready for the zone. Zone defense in the NBA is not something new. Just to give you an idea, like, oh, man, we really struggle with their zone. And you're like, zone? It's not something brand new. They execute it well, maybe force you to make passes you don't want to make or go place you don't want to go at the basketball. But, my God, man. Yeah. Spo's done a nice job, and Pat Riley, it's amazing. Pat sits at the top, and nobody ever talks about the organization without bringing, like Jimmy Butler did, Coach Pat. It's amazing, isn't it? Pat's up there. There's no question in my mind Pat and Spo talk a lot, but Spo's calling his own shots. That stuff of, what do you think, Pat? Those days are long gone. What do you think, Pat?
Well, I think the other thing the Heat have going for them is the consistency of their organization, right?
It's 100%.
The same characters, man. I mean, it's Alonzo Mourning up there, you know, handing the trophy off.
No.
Pat Riley's
you're
up
right.
there.
But you know, need
Andy
to go
Ellisberg,
to the
t- but
there you go.
Yeah,
now you're
it's just, but it's
Mickey
it,
and know, Nick.
Yeah, it's a consistency of that organization. Like, you don't have to worry about Spo getting canned, you know, changing coach. Look at all these other teams, Joe. The Celtics are a top-notch organization. Their coaching situation's a mess. Philly just replaced their coach. You know, you just look at all the premier organizations in the NBA, and they're always bouncing coaches around. There's no consistency.
There is when you
but
got
the Heat have that
when you got the right guys, and they do. But I think Mickey's son, right into the whole group. Andy's been there forever. Then the Riley scouting department, Spo. Just, you're right. And by the way, you know, that's everybody's trying to get to that, man. Everybody's trying to find the right guys at every level that work together and have success. Now, listen, you can keep people together, but you got to have success. You can't just go, well, we kept this group together. Yeah, we haven't won anything.
I mean, how about two organizations, the Suns and the Sixers, who are both pretty good teams? I mean, they're fighting over this guy, Nick Nurse. Like, he's going to be the savior for a franchise here. Like, the Heat never have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about bidding for a coach or fighting for a coach in the offseason.
Well,
it just
you
never
got
happens
to,
that way.
But
man.
You got to admit, it's nice for Spo in his early days knowing Pat had his back when
LeBron was here, yes.
And other
LeBron
guys
could have had him
said, I want you
wanted.
To be the coach. And he goes, no, he's the coach. No, he's the guy. That's the way it goes. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. 2-8 seeds in the NBA Finals. And the Stanley Cup Finals. Matter of fact, Bill Zito will join us, Panthers general manager, coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. We'll talk to him about their great run and the big trade that he made that seemed to bring this whole thing together, man. And as good as he was in the regular season with his 40 goals, Matthew Tkachuk has taken it to a whole different level with the guys that he's playing with. The big Bob comeback has been... Where's that rank, Woody? Where's that rank for great stories in this town right now? How good Big Bob is playing.
Caleb Martin's giving him a run for his money
right now.
No,
no question.
That is
you're right.
Talk about weird turns. I mean, again, every turn there's been a kind of a unique story with all these teams, but the Caleb Martin thing is kind of
late wins,
bizarre.
Overtime wins. Tkachuk's been in the middle of a lot of it. Bennett, Reinhardt. Montour. Yeah, no, listen, we got a bunch.
Heat looked like they were in cruise control. Up 3-0, right? You can win game four. Everyone's planning their finals, what we're going to do for the finals.
It's hard to win four.
Man, is it hard. But how about that, man, to have the guts to go in there and win after you get just the game ending at game six was – I mean, that was brutal, man.
The bounce of
you get the
ball.
Miss, right? Jimmy, you see Jimmy in the huddle. He goes one stop.
Yep.
You get the stop, and that ball bounces the one place it couldn't have bounced.
Yeah, but
right
you,
into that guy's hands.
You got the guy that makes the pass, just takes off for the basket, and it was like he got it handed to him, right? Just
he did, but again, there was a lot of luck that went into that
Joe.
That
of
ball
course.
Bounces up anywhere else, the game's over.
If he throws a little bit of a brick and it goes up in the air, you're right.
And the league actually did a pretty decent job, I thought, on that Jimmy foul. They did, it seemed, get the timing right on it. I know everyone was kind of upset about that, but they did show a kind of a reverse angle that showed they got the clock right.
Wait.
But it was, I mean, you're talking about tenths of seconds here, man.
Horford foul was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was.
Brutal. Brutal. Clearly, by the way, 3-point shot for three free throws.
They said Jimmy didn't double dribble there, by the way. He regathered or something, they said.
I saw they were breaking it down of guys that did. They could have called.
Something that league needs to stop doing, by the way, is those reports that they come out with that second guesses their officials.
I think the league.
I think they got an officiating problem in that league that they do need to look into, right? I mean, you got one guy who had a burner account that they're looking into right now.
All right, and they find out he's – listen, you'd like
which
to think,
is whatever, but
– I know, but you like to think most of those guys are doing the right thing, right? And they're the
well,
best
they
at what
go,
they
yeah,
do.
Unless they want to go to federal prison for fixing games, but yeah. But there's a lot of people that think, you know, you look at the record, the Heat's records, you know, with Scott Foster. And
we got
Tony
some
Brothers.
Other guys complaining in the league. I saw that with the Suns complain about one guy in their record. That's.
But ask the other guy, Donahue, what happens when you screw around.
No, you're right. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Commissioner, I have a little gambling problem while I'm doing these games. I know it's not a good time to have it. I have a gambling problem. My name is Joe Rosen. I have a gambling problem.
Well, yesterday was never in doubt, man. The Heat were 7.5-point underdogs.
Damn.
Love it. 8.5-point underdogs in game one, by the way.
Listen, we're gonna go to break here because Bill Zito, the Panthers general manager, is going to join us. But before we do, I want to take a second. I had an interesting conversation sitting around with family, and we're all getting to be the same age talking about downsizing and moving and who are you going to get to sell your house always pops up. Who do you trust? Who knows the market? Who's going to get you the best deal? Who's going to really make you a priority with their team? It's big enough that's had great success. All those things. Not just somebody you're related to or somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody said you should try them. No, man, whatever your situation, you want to go with somebody that's had success. And, man, I got to tell you, Howard Goldberg is unbelievable. Meeting with him, sells 100 homes a year, 100-plus homes a year. His team, Strong Marketing, will help you get the most money possible in the shortest period of time. And I know who I'm using. And we were just talking about him last night and just how good he is. Whether you're downsizing, looking to get something big, or just getting ready to move out of South Florida, boy, Howard Goldberg is really the guy to go to. He's got so many great stories to talk about. Like Gary sold his Fort Lauderdale home with Howard quickly and for top dollar price of $855,000, Gary said. Howard knows the South Florida market like no other. He gets the best deal for his clients and always is available for any questions, even in the middle of a root canal. Gary noted that it doesn't matter what kind of real estate market we're in. Howard is always attuned to the needs of his clients and gets them the best deal possible with great communication and great success that he has. That's what it's all about. Hey, if you're looking for somebody that's going to help you get top dollar and do it with their own marketing plan and dollars, connect with Howard Goldberg with RE/MAX Consultants Realty One today. Google Howard Goldberg RE/MAX. That's Howard Goldberg RE/MAX. He's a must-have. He's that good. 954-807-5573 and start packing with Howard Goldberg today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kachuk out at the right point covering. 15 seconds in regulation. Kachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Kachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds.
Take a deep breath, folks. Here we go again as the Panthers now know they'll hit the road for Vegas after their win over Dallas last night. Saturday at 8 p.m. it starts up, and we'll see what happens there. But the guy in the middle of all this, it's done a great job. Can't say enough about it. Bill Zito, Panthers general manager, joins us. Bill, good morning, and thanks for being with us, and congratulations all in one.
Good morning, and thank you all in one. Appreciate being on.
Well, listen, it's been unbelievable. I got to tell you, I've been doing this for a long, long time down here. I'm not proud of it. I'm getting old. But the trade that you made with Matthew Kachuk has been the best year one trade in the history of South Florida sports. It's been the impact that he's had. He had a nice regular season with the 40 goals, not taking away over 100 points, but what he's done in these playoffs and his leadership, the big personality, everybody wants a piece of him. He's great for business. Do you have any idea he could have this impact in year one?
Yeah, actually. I mean, if you go back to the original press conference, I think I called him a unicorn. He's a unique talent. He's unique the way he plays the game, understands the game, thinks the game. But I think as important as his skill set is, hockey-wise, is his ability to bring people together and sincerely and legitimately be the glue of a team and to nurture that team culture. And he lives it every day. And if you walked in our locker room, pretty much other than his, you know, as you said, his big personality, and you didn't know who was who, you may not pick him out.
Yeah. Well, listen,
I think that speaks volumes about him.
You've had a big part of putting this group together. I always wonder, as a general manager, trying to find the right pieces that will match what your coach wants to do, considering you've had some different coaches through this. But get a group of guys that you know and in your mind, and you're sitting there telling the owner of the team, man, these are the guys we want. And for you to hit on so many guys, Bill, it's got to make you feel pretty good that they're playing the way you thought they would.
Yeah, and that's a function of the scouting staff and the people who are here, who without whom we couldn't make those decisions. Certainly not make them anywhere near as well as they've gone so far. And then the coaching staff. And these men have put together the boys. They've nurtured the team. They've been together through thick and thin this season. And I can't say enough about Paul Maurice and that staff.
Well, I'm glad you said that. That was going to lead right into the next question, Bill. And you got Paul Maurice, and I heard guys that are, oh my God, he got Paul Maurice. Like, what is Bill doing? Like, what is this? Like, his last stop here for vacation? And you believed in that guy. He put this system in. That's got to make you feel pretty good when you're going, that's the guy I want. And to see the way he's coached his group up and the way they've played at the end of the regular season right into these playoffs.
Yeah, and if you spend any time with Paul, you can't help but be struck with his level of intellect and humility at the same time, his sense of humor, and you know how much he cares about the team in the room and how dedicated he is to winning. That's a hockey coach right there. That man is a hockey coach.
Yeah. Well, so let me ask you about the comeback story at age 34. I think we're all kind of scratching our head going, hey, Big Bob, what's going on, man? It's playoff time, and you're not playing well, and all of a sudden we get this Big Bob like he's turned back the clock to Columbus. What have you noticed has been the difference in Big Bob, who's playing with ridiculous confidence right now?
Well, one, I try to stay away from him so that I don't screw something up. Honestly, nothing. If you saw him in January, you saw him in September, you saw him 2 years ago, he's the same guy. Things are the same every single day. He's the most diligent, hardworking, attention to detail, disciplined athlete that we have for sure. Nothing has really changed. The goalie coaches will tell you maybe technically, you know, I hold my glove 1 inch to the right or, these types of little technical nuances. But for the most part, he's been the same. Yeah.
Has he been open to the new coach, or does he like his own coach? You know, sometimes you get set in your way and like, hey, I've had great success. This is the way I like to do it.
Robbie Tallis has been the goalie coach the whole time.
Okay.
So he's been here, and I think that comfort level and that relationship of mutual respect and trust just continues to grow every day. And Robbie and the whole goaltending department, they're exceedingly advanced in what they do and how they teach and motivate, but they don't change individuals. They help them be the best goalie that they can be. And they do a fantastic job.
So I always wonder about this one, and I know you want your guys focused on, hey, there's only one thing. It can't be family. It can't be guys that are trying to get their trophies up at the arena. It's got to be about us and staying focused and stuff. You've had a nice rest while you've been waiting to figure out if you're going to play Dallas or Vegas. Do you worry at all about too much time off and practices? Did we practice hard enough or easy enough? We want to get our guys healthy that we're going to be sharp for the start of this thing Saturday night.
I don't think you worry. I had the luxury of we won it in the American League, and we had a similar type of break. We went on and had no issues in the finals. This allows us to rest. This allows us to maybe a little more technical time, right, to break things down. But since we can't control it, don't worry about it.
Yeah. There's
nothing we can do. So you just have to show up and play. And we're just excited. And I sense a real vein of gratefulness that we have this opportunity.
Well, listen, it has just been a great story across the board, from guys that you've picked up off waivers and guys that weren't playing a lot in other places. The Brandon Montour story has been, all of a sudden he comes here and has this unbelievable year. I want to ask you about him, Brandon Montour, and what he's been able to do as a defenseman, but a guy that can score the way he can and all the big plays that he's made in these playoffs.
You know, it's an interesting focus, and it says a lot about the coaching staff. Where I don't know if you noticed, Paul recently has said, you know, we make sure we have fun, make sure we enjoy this. But their approach is look, let's look at all the good things someone can do. And when they got Brandon, they said, this guy is something. Let's just, and they let him loose, and they helped him, and they nurtured him, and they celebrated those things that he does well, and helped him with the things that he needs work on. And that recipe was fantastic for Brandon.
Well, it's been incredible with all these moves. And listen, you got to work within a certain amount of money like everything else, but the stability has and I wanted to ask this. Somebody asked me to ask you, how involved are you with Vinny day-to-day as the owner of the team? Does he like to know just about – you get a call from him every day? You guys talk almost every day?
We talk, if it's not every day, multiple times per week.
Okay.
And if you have occasion to get to know Vinny at all, he is passionate, and he's a very, very bright man on many levels. And sometimes the advice he'll give is people advice. Hey, Bill, did you ever consider this? Because this is how people are. Wow. And his EQ is very high. And sometimes we talk hockey. Sometimes it's about the Caps. Sometimes it's about players. He's a tireless follower of the game, and has been so supportive and integral in our success, because Vinny has something that he says, there's no penalty for failure so long as as you do it the right way. And it's been very freeing to us to really try to make the best decisions we can.
Bill, I got to ask you this one, if you can answer, and it's a hard one, watching all these games that go down to the wire and the comebacks with seconds left and winning every friggin' game in overtime. How do you explain the confidence of this team that seems like they're always in a tight friggin' game in the third period, or overtime, where you're going more than one overtime period like you've gone through, that they stay so loose and have had so much success the way they have?
I would assign it to the character of the men in the room, okay, and the character of that coach's leadership and the entire staff, where they understand that they're prepared, they've done the work, and now they get to enjoy the game. And I think that translates into that collective trust, where they trust each other. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am. But if you watch the Heat last night, that group trusted each other last night. It didn't matter. It took a shot. Right?
Yes.
Execute the play, get the ball to whoever you're supposed to do, boom. And I think that's probably the best way to explain it.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I'm glad you brought that up. This Heat thing, they're also an 8 seed. It seems like you guys look like, if there is a mirror, you guys see them and they see you and they look in that mirror. What's it been like for you to watch them on nights you're not playing? They seem to play the next night and over the last few weeks, to watch what they've done.
Exciting and humbling, and then exciting again. Just our whole group is following it pretty closely, and you know, obviously it's been the buzz here this morning. they've done a fantastic job, and you know, they show what coming together as a team, as a group, can do.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I leave you with this one, because now I hear Marino's a big fan over there. He's been hanging out a little bit, my sources are telling me. So I want to ask you, have you helped him with his – I know you guys got that Pittsburgh thing, but have you helped him a little bit with – Mario's not the only guy to ever play. Have you been able to help him with his hockey knowledge a little bit?
Oh, that's awesome. What a great ambassador of South Florida, and a wonderful human being. And it's so great that he's been able to come out and represent and support us. And wonderful, wonderful human that guy.
Well, we have a good laugh, because when I talk to him, he's all jacked up about the Panthers and being over there and watching this thing and Claire. And I went, wow, listen to this one. This is unbelievable. Bill, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on and spending a little time with us this morning.
Thanks very much, Joe.
All right, Bill Zito, Panthers general manager, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about his team, not taking any of the credit on any of this thing. You know, it's funny. The head coach did the same thing. He's like, hey, listen, you guys got to stop talking about the damn system I put in. It's the guys now. It's about the players. It's about the coaches. It's and you just heard that. So, hey, listen, whatever it is, man, the formula is working. And he has brought in a bunch of guys, and just it's about getting guys, man. And it's the case with the Heat and the Panthers. They're getting the most out of all these guys. And it's fun. Been a lot of fun. This is going to be a fun couple weeks coming up, folks. We've never had this happen, so it's brand new. You'll have to forgive me. I'm brand new at this, and I'm not sure what to do. All right, we've got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on, as we are all set, man, for the finals. Heat going against Denver, and how about this one? The Panthers going to Las Vegas for the first two games for the Stanley Cup Finals. Cannot make all this stuff up. We'll take a quick
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Break. We'll be back in a moment.
This is the thing about the Celtics. Like we said, we never know how they're going to play. This is one of the most inconsistent, talented teams I've ever been around. You got two guys who are all NBA. You got the defensive player of the year. You got the sixth man of the year. And in the last month, since the playoffs started, a couple games you say, what the hell happened against Atlanta? What the hell happened against the Sixers? And then you come out here and you get down 3-0 with the first two games at home. Then you play two magnificent games. Then you really play three magnificent quarters. Then you try to choke game six away. I'm shocked that Miami won the game, but I'm not shocked they won the game. I'm shocked they won by 20.
Yeah, exactly.
So is everybody else last night after Celtics won the last three games and went home, everything all set up, only to get their butts kicked around pretty good with everything going on. By the way, they just put something out on TV that Jaylen Brown, who couldn't have played any worse last night, 8 of 23 from the field, 1 for 9 on threes and 8 turnovers, is eligible this summer because he was second team All-NBA, which is major money if you get on those teams. He is eligible for a 5-year, $295 million Supermax deal. Wow. 5-year, $295 million. And by the way, if you don't want to pay me, somebody will. Right, Woody?
Yeah, I mean,
somebody's going to go.
I don't see what other option they would have. Right? I mean, I think that's probably what you have to do. I don't know, man. I mean, it's a tough call, but I guess, right, you'd have to keep him. He is good. He just was terrible in the kind of some big spots here.
Yeah. Not all the time, but in certain spots, you're right. He just
I mean, game seven was obviously big, and then, you know, Tatum gets shaken up early in the game. You expect for him to step up, and he didn't.
5-year, $295 million. And Jason Tatum, of course, had the early ankle injury on the first possession of the game, went down and limped around for the rest of the game. But, wow. Boy, that money to be on the All-NBA, what, first, second, or third team, get your name as one of the 15 players, and boy, do you have that. That's amazing. And Ira Winderman and those guys all get a vote. You're controlling how much extra a guy can make if you get to All-NBA. Just incredible. Well, listen, it was a wild series, and I was like everybody else wondering if that didn't break their hearts losing game six at home, but what a bounce back to win the way they did last night. Late last night, Jimmy Butler with 28, Caleb Martin with 26, with a real efficient shooting night, 11 of 16 overall, 4 for 6 on three-point shots, and, oh, by the way, 10 rebounds. The Heat shot 50% on threes last night, 14 of 28. That is, listen, that's good shooting anywhere, home or anywhere else, but especially in Boston. And then the Celtics shot more than half their shots last night were threes, and they were 9 for 42 on three-point shots. And listen, those can win for you if you get hot on them, and they can lose for you. If you shoot too many of them, you can't make them. Because as a team, they shot 39%, and a lot of that is because, hey, listen, they missed some layups too, all of them. All of them missed shots right at the basket that they probably make, what, 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 times, a little hard off the backboard, and couldn't get them to go down last night. So 305-567-0560, as we are all set now for the NBA Finals as well as the Stanley Cup Finals. And see, and the best part of last night, listen, Boston has had their share of success. Everybody knows. Hey, listen, even on a year, their two teams got to the finals, right? Even though one was a one seed and one was a two seed in the East. But the fact that South Florida knocked them out of both in game sevens in Boston just kind of adds to it. And it doesn't take away from the great tradition. Listen, we're never going to have that tradition. We will never have the tradition of Boston and all their teams. It just, Never going to happen.
They've been around forever. Those soft-ass players over there, we might have a chance.
Well, they've just been around. I mean, they've got
Yeah, but that's like 100 years ago, man. Most of those videos are in black and white.
Okay, Woody, whatever.
I mean, they're modern. Who are their modern-day guys? Paul Pierce? By the way, keep bringing him out to courtside to get the fans all excited. That's the guy we want, man.
Was Kevin Garnett? Did they show Kevin?
I don't know if he was there either, but Paul Pierce.
He was
man,
a smart one. He saw that coming. He yeah, it was.
Just keep Paul Pierce around. He's good luck.
But anyway,
that's the modern day Celtics. So it's that Paul Pierce, big three, with Ray Allen leaving because he couldn't stand those guys, and then this. Whatever this thing is they got going with these guys.
Well, which
they are gonna tie themselves to Jaylen Brown. I don't see, them letting him walk.
They're gonna shake.
So this is gonna be their core.
They're gonna shake. They're not coming back with that same group for a third year.
I don't know, man. I mean, it seems like that's their core guy. It's not a bad core, Joe. They're just soft when it comes down to it.
Very inconsistent. By the way, defense wasn't as good, but offensively, the droughts. And listen, guys were hurt. I understand Brogdon,
That's okay. The Heat have their fair share of injuries, too.
Yeah, one of them's coming back, which we will be talking about this week. Maybe coming
Hopefully
back.
Coming back.
Tyler Herro.
Depending on which Ira Winderman account you're following.
Will
Ira beat Heat said he was questionable for
She went with it, man.
ESPN took it. Yeah, they took it and ran with it. Nobody knows what's a real Twitter account anymore.
She took
though,
the bite.
Ira Beat Heat said that Tyler Herro was questionable.
Not Heat Beat, though.
No, Ira Heat Beat did not say that.
Damn.
Ira Heat Beat actually had a little video of Tyler saying he wasn't playing.
At all?
So Ira really got the scoop on that one. But
well,
yeah, I think it was pretty obvious he wasn't playing in Game 7. But
the other story you just can't make up, and it has nothing to do with our teams. Is Scottie Pippen coming out and ripping Michael Jordan, saying he was a horrible player. Before they got there with a team that he had to play with, Michael Jordan was horrible. And I don't remember Michael Jordan being horrible. I know he's injured the one year. I think his first year he was injured. But after that, I remember him just putting up stupid numbers and losing. But I don't remember him being real bad in all those games that he scored 40, 50, and 60 points as a young, talented player. Scottie Pippen said he was a horrible teammate. And maybe for some guys he was. Maybe he's too hard. Maybe he was. But, Scottie, it looks so bad on you coming out. I can't – first of all, it leads to not only the Last Dance documentary, which, listen, didn't make Scottie look like I thought it would. I'd be the first to admit that. But the second part is the ex-wife – of Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan's son dating Scottie's ex-wife. It's just, that stuff gets brought up, right? I don't know what Scottie's saying to her, when they talk about the kids. And
Scottie looks broken, though, doesn't he? Like when you see him talking.
Well, he can't get over that.
Remember the one time he was doing the promotion for whatever that alcohol company was, and he was rambling about MJ, he was drunk?
Oh, no, MJ's in his head right now.
I don't know if it's MJ or if it's the wife. Why does, the wife seems to just, anything she can do to hurt him?
I didn't fall in love with him on purpose. I didn't even know this was going to happen, but we had a nice dinner with Michael Jordan and his wife. It's a weird one, man. It's weird. It's a weird one. And Scottie just going after. And by the way, he never wins that. No matter what Scottie says about Michael Jordan, no matter how low he wants to go on ripping him, he never wins.
Well, MJ's such a private dude. You don't see anything from him ever. The only thing I saw recently is he bought some, $5 million car.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah. He's the owner of an NBA basketball team.
A bad one.
A
Not
bad
anymore.
One.
Is he trying to sell or get out of there?
I think he
did he sell?
No, he got rid of a little piece of it.
Nobody wants to buy the Hornets.
I think MJ's fine. If he didn't do anything except sit back and watch the Michael Jordan brand with Nike, he'd be just fine.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say that by itself would be okay. Doesn't really need anything else. But, yeah, MJ's taking the high road on this thing.
I don't know if he's taking the high road. He just doesn't have an outlet. He doesn't tweet. He doesn't do interviews.
No, but like, but MJ could. I mean, at some point,
you think he's
going to
call
say,
some podcast and be like, "Hey, listen, I want to really, no. I want to rip Scottie Pippen."
It's incredible what podcasts are doing, though, right?
Taking some good men down.
Some a lot of guys going down on the pod. Just, and by like, the way, some of the like guys that are doing podcasts are bad guys, which is hilarious. Some of these guys doing podcasts are like, really, bro? You should be talking. You should, Brandon, Marshall. You should be talking about
he's
other
still
people.
Doing a podcast, by the way. I know that whole thing fell kind of flat on its face. Is he still around?
I don't know, but I know the guys that left are kicking ass.
Yeah, I would say so.
I know that for sure.
Yeah, the Pivot, Channing, they get the best guests on that thing, man. Their
Channing,
awesome.
Channing, and those guys are doing great.
Yeah,
man.
They had the Rock on there the other day.
Pretty cool. They're kicking butt.
You want some text?
Yeah. What do you got coming in?
All right, here we go, Joe. The real rivalry in sports is with South Florida and Boston, not New York. Yeah, man. It's Heat Celtics. I told you that this morning. Like, that's the best rivalry that we have going, and it's not even close. And with that being said, I don't even think we have another rivalry.
I'll tell you.
Do we? I mean, Dolphins, Jets? Like, that doesn't do much for anyone anymore, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Maybe
this
now.
Year.
All right, now it does.
It didn't last year, but it does this year.
Yeah, that was a doozy of a game to end the season.
9-6, not going to do it. But Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it'll be fun this year.
Changed the whole thing. Happy Aaron Rodgers. I'm so happy. I didn't know the world looked like this on the outside. Now that I'm away from the Green Bay Packers, it's beautiful.
Someone was texting earlier. I guess Aaron Rodgers was at the Taylor Swift concert.
Too. Oh, he's dancing up a storm. Yeah.
It's a new side of him, man. It's a new Aaron Rodgers.
I guess that girlfriend from Milwaukee, the owner's daughter, she should be a little concerned.
Mallory Edens, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't stay in relationships very long. She should be a little
concerned
now that he's in New York.
But she's like a billionaire and good looking, so she'll be all right.
She's all right.
Yeah, I think she'll be all right.
Well, listen, we'll look.
We kind of remind you of like Brady heading to Tampa. Like you're starting to see like the guy's personality actually here.
I don't know. He just found
maybe
this.
Rodgers like a fun loving guy.
No,
man.
He found this love for football again. This off season love
the
for football.
Games, he's at the
going
concerts.
To everything.
Yeah,
Rangers, Knicks.
Like,
who's playing tonight? I'm going.
Rafa said pizza. Yeah, we get Papa John's. One more here. We get another Papa John's today.
Oh, that's
half
right.
Half off, yeah.
You going, Woody? You gonna grab?
You can just do delivery. You don't even need to go.
That's even better.
You can go full lazy. And
full lazy.
Yeah.
Full lazy Tuesday. All right, listen, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get back. Keep them coming in. We'll find out what everybody's talking about today as Caleb Martin. Good God. Where did you come from, my man? Just took his game from the regular season and said, we need you, pal. We need more of you. And he goes, been waiting to hear those words. 26 points, 11 of 16 from the field, 4 of 6 on threes. Oh, let me throw in 10 rebounds and defend a little bit, too. I can do it all. Hey, right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Doesn't matter what day it is, doesn't matter who's getting ready to play or who just played. It's always fun to talk about a great product, and your South Florida Chevy dealers have got it rolling. The best overall SUV family we have ever had, whether you look in and feel comfortable in a smaller SUV, a midsize SUV, or the big, beautiful, new-looking, more space-added Tahoes and Suburbans. Oh, boy. Happened back in 2021, so even if you get a used one, they got that new look in really good shape for both new and used going on right now. But we wanted to make sure we made that summer vacation coming up just a little bit more comfortable for you and your family. And boy, have they ever done that. Even the midsize SUV feels like a big boy. That Traverse is fantastic, man. For a midsize SUV with the new look, it's great. Smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, so much style and substance. So much, I bought a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. And then the Silverado truck. Strong, durable, perfect for your lifestyle, Silverado trucks. I could talk about all the different ones we have, but I'll just tell you this. Whether you need a full-time working truck, you still need the family truck, you need a combo truck for the kids and work, we got them for you, man, right now. And, boy, plenty of them. And then the Corvettes and Camaros. I just went on the all-sexy team, but we got a lot. And somebody at South Florida Chevy is going to be mad that I just picked my own favorites. Well, I did. And guess what? I just want to tell you, if you're looking, haven't been to a South Florida Chevy dealer in a while, spend a little time. You've got convenient locations all over South Florida, something close to where you live and work, to go down and take some test drives and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.